Hey everyone, it's Mark and welcome to Wednesday. This is the ADHD Creative. And today I want to talk about something about the podcast that was on Monday. It seems that that didn't strike the right chord with a lot of people, and I understand that. So if you want to know more about visualization, let me know. I'm not going to go more and more into it because it doesn't seem like the right, I don't know, it's kind of tough to do on a podcast anyway, so I don't think it really hit home. What I do want to talk about today, and this is very important, is blame. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I know some people, in fact, one very prodigious podcaster and author and all that, that in a way blames ADHD for everything, even though he doesn't come out and say it. It's the way he talks about it with everything. And I was interviewed on a show with him, and it was really interesting because I talked about certain things, and he wanted to fact check certain things, and that's fine. But he put some stuff on the internet, on Twitter, which I didn't appreciate because it was private. And I thought I could trust people, but for some reason, you know how things go. But what I'm getting at is the blame thing. The blame thing is how many people blame things that are going on in their life, things that are happening, things that aren't going right, to ADHD. And I don't know how I can, it's like I used to talk about diabetes, and I never blamed diabetes for what I was going through. I told everyone that basically it was in me, and it was leasing my body to disrupt my life, but I was going to kick it out. But I didn't blame everything going on in my life to diabetes because it doesn't make any sense and it doesn't give you the incentive to get rid of things. It's kind of like it's your fallback. Oh, well, this is wrong because my diabetes isn't right. It's not controlled, blah, 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 whatever your excuses are. And that's happening more and more with ADHD. I hear people blaming that their day's messed up because their ADHD interrupted their day or mixed up their day, or the day started at 3 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. And that's because my ADHD wakes me up. Look, whether you want to call it ADHD, neurodivergent, neurodiversity, whatever you want to call it, you're neurodiverse, neurodivergent, it doesn't matter. I'm ADHD, okay? That's it. And I got some autism. I don't come up with the fancy names because to me, it's just something. I don't want to blame something for what's going on. I still have diabetes. I don't even care about it. I mean, I take care of it and that's it. I do my medication. I do what I have to do, but I don't blame it on my life. I still eat what I want. I still do things that maybe I shouldn't do. And there's things I eat that I shouldn't eat, but I didn't change my life. I alter. I've lost weight. I've done things. I don't blame diabetes for what I'm going through. I don't blame polio for having issues with my leg. When I was playing hockey and I shattered my leg, it was my fault, not polio. It had nothing to do with polio. I shattered my leg because I was stupid and I did something stupid I should have never done, and it was my fault. Changed the whole course of my life. So blaming ADHD, it doesn't work because I like ADHD. I find it as a force that's inside of me that helps me get through days, even bad days, when things are going wrong. And I'd like to say it's my ADHD messing me up. It's not. ADHD is in me. It'll be in me until the day I die. I've had it since age 6 when they diagnosed it, before it was even known as ADHD, as I told you. So the thing I'm trying to get at is don't blame ADHD for stuff going on. Think about what's going on in your world and how ADHD could help you resolve it instead of blaming it. Don't use it as a crutch, as I can't do this because my ADHD is messing me up. No, try to look at ADHD and say, well, how can my ADHD help me make this better? How can it make it easier? How can I get something done faster because of ADHD? What can I do to be more creative about this project? Whatever you want to do, bring it all out into the open. Because ADHD will do that. If you work with it, I guess, in a way, or just don't blame it. Think of it as, you know, don't use it as a crutch either, that's going to solve my problems. Because ADHD is not going to solve everything. That's the other thing you have to consider. It's not there to solve your problems. And the thing is, ADHD gets blamed for a lot of stuff. Let's be honest. I did way back when. I remember when I was young and I knew I had it and I was explained to me. I said, oh yeah, well, that's why I did this. And I used to use it as an excuse. Like, why I didn't do my homework? Well, my ADHD, blah, blah, blah. I remember going to this therapist when I was young and he said, why are you blaming ADHD for all your problems? I said, well, that's because I'm all messed up and it screws me up and I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't get my homework done, I don't do my chores because ADHD interrupted me. It's not ADHD's fault. It's your fault for letting ADHD do that to you. Do not blame ADHD. That's what he kept saying to me. And as I got older, I started seeing what he meant. Because when I blame ADHD, it was the easiest thing to do. It was the easiest thing. And then when I would think back, I'd say, why did I do that? It didn't really have anything to do with what was going on. I made the choice. You have that option of making choices. If you want to let ADHD run your life, that's your choice, not ADHD. So the blame game, I'm not going to say, you know, it's easy to talk about don't blame it. I know that. You know, you could say, well, he's crazy. He's just, and that's true. I can talk about it all day long. Doesn't mean it's going to change. And it's not easy to not blame ADHD. I'm just talking, that's what you need to do. And as far as visualization goes, just forget it. Because, you know, one of the things I've always tried to impress on you guys is I don't want to tell you things that work for me and then they're not going to work for you and you go try it, then you get mad at me. I don't want that. You know, I started writing an ebook about ADHD and I changed my mind. I'm not going to write the ebook. I'm going to do the book on the site about coaching where I'm doing the videos. I'm just going to write it out right there because I don't want anyone to have to pay for something that should be given to them. My job is not to sell you anything. I'm not here to sell you a book. I'm not here to sell you lectures. I'm not here to sell you the video thing. It's all free. It's all for you guys to use as a reference. When you use it, that's great. If you don't use it, okay. But I'm doing it for my grandkids and everything else and you guys and myself. It helps me. So there's going to be a lot of changes coming. There's going to be more written material on the site. There's going to be more videos. There's going to be, I'm working on the Q&A. I got that kind of organized with Zoom. I'm going to get some dates together. I got to see how many meetings I can set up at once. And I'm going to do that today or tomorrow. And I'll get those out and then we'll see where it goes. You guys have a great Wednesday. See you on Friday. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there. The weather's kind of crazy all over the country, wherever you are. And thanks for listening as always. I appreciate it. Pass it along to others. And we're going places. So take care. This is Mark and this is the ADHD Creative getting out of here.